Broadcasting live from the Cobb Business Radio X studio, it's time for the Business, Babies, and Beauty Radio Show, brought to you by Airbender.
Happy Wednesday, everyone. I'm your host, Shanda Cadet, founder of Business, Babies, and Beauty. I help women balance business and family. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a wife. And I have the pleasure of being mother to six beautiful children. I'm also a stepmom too. So that's like seven total. Okay. That's right. Speaking of that, hello September. I might be just a little late saying hello September because today is the 9th, but I'm so happy to be in September because August really kicked my bum. It started off with the mortgage, and then my husband's birthday was on August 3rd. I had a big hat brunch August 9th. My stepson turned 18 on August 20th. We purchased him a little car. I mean, my pockets are just done. 4 days later, on the 24th, my son turned 10 and he wanted a PlayStation 4. Everybody knows those things are expensive. And then 7 days later, my baby turned one on August 31st and all she wanted was some breast milk. So that was a-okay, even though she does need to release my breast. Let them go. But by August, goodbye. I'm going to have to bounce back next year and really be prepared for August. And hello, September. Hello, everyone. And hello, Brandy Nora. How are you?
Hey, I'm well. How are you?
I am very well. And I thank you so much for being in the studio with me today. We are going to talk all about your business, Be Memorable Events. Help me say it.
Be Memorable Consulting and Event Design.
Be Memorable. Okay. Consulting and Events. Be Memorable. Let me tell you. She was very memorable, which is the reason why I invited her on the show. It was at a workshop. Okay. And, it was awesome. And I just remember you talking about that candy table. You were like, this is the reason why I charge this much for that candy table.
It is.
And I loved it. Like, you were just right on point. You were just like, this is what it is. And I'm not apologizing. And she looked all of us like dead in the eye. And I was like, okay, girl, you go.
Not at all.
So thank you for being here with me today. So let me go and tell everybody about Brandy. So who is Brandy Nora? A mother, a volunteer, an entrepreneur who is living her dream each day. As a single mother of twin girls, she understands the importance of being an engaged parent. In support of their endeavors, Brandy has actively volunteered in their classrooms and currently holds the role of PTA president.
Yes.
All right. She also understands the need to support girls within the community and has served as cheer coach for the Burdette Trojan Cheerleaders at Burdette Recreation Gym for the past 2 years. As owner of Be Memorable Consulting and Event Design since 2013, she has been led by faith and confidence. Be Memorable lives by one motto alone. Leave each event with memorable details inspired by adding a touch of Be. This touch of Be is obtained through the connection built between Brandy and the client. It's the flair, that detail added to the design or atmosphere which represents the personality of the client, but catches the eye of every guest in the room. That's Be Memorable. That's the moment she lives for. The dream Brandy's envision for herself far exceeds her accomplishments to date. However, it's her desire not to only bring joys through social events, but also have an imprint on cause events that impact our communities and youth programs, which enrich our children. She's been blessed thus far to work with some of Atlanta's best, SE Visionary Services, Marie Denae. Mm-hmm. The Curvy Fashionista.
Yes.
PR Primus, Kim Byer Clark of K Du Jour Events, mm-hmm. and Pens and Pencils LLC.
Yes.
Girl, congratulations.
Thank you.
Let's get down to business. We got okay. business, we got babies, we got beauty to talk about. We're going to get down to business first.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's talk business.
All right. So tell us, like, what made you want to start Be Memorable?
Be Memorable actually, was my hobby. So it's what my friends, my family, everyone who knew me would call me to do, you know, mm-hmm. and help them in, coming up with ideas, coming up with decorations. and things for their social gatherings and social events. And I was put in a situation where it was, you know, strenuous for me to maintain my obligations as a parent working in corporate or actually in the nonprofit world. And that took a big toll on me. It took a toll on relationships with my kids. It took a toll on everything around me because my friends were having to step in and help out everywhere I needed, and thank God for them. Mm-hmm. But it was just overwhelming. So when I was faced with the opportunity of, you know, walking away, I took it. I stepped out on faith.
Walking away from corporate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And really working for myself and really putting this hobby to work. Mm-hmm. I always worked in a finance background. So I knew money management. I knew budgeting to the T.
Which is always good when you start your own business. So that's excellent that you had that background.
Exactly. So having that, I was, able to shift my budget. I was able to shift my finances, and I was able to say, okay, what can I do, and how do I take the first step in standing on my own and transforming this from just a thing I did for fun that actually was good for me, mm-hmm, to making money off of it.
And that you enjoy too.
And that I always enjoy. Helped. Jesus, mm-hmm. I enjoy. So, when I was given that opportunity, I went for it. And Be Memorable, you know, maybe it's a little bit of my arrogant side in me. The name itself came just because I'm Brandy, mm-hmm, you know. And it wasn't necessarily to say, oh, I wanted to name my business after myself. But I live for, you know, that one it factor. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I always want to be memorable. Mm-hmm. It's not to say that, you know, I'm being arrogant, but when I walk into a room, when I leave that room, I want to leave something behind, something that's memorable, not something that's negative. Mm-hmm. And so I took that and pulled that into, you know, my business. Mm-hmm. And when I polled my friends, they were like, it's perfect.
Yeah. So that's good. And when you touched on naming your business, it's so important to name your business that something that's going to just transcend for in different countries, just everything. Cause if you would have just said Brandy's events, probably can't go too far with Brandy's events, but Be Memorable.
Absolutely.
I love it.
Absolutely. And you know, I actually struggled with using BE because I want it to be memorable, mm-hmm, or just be like Brandy. Mm-hmm. And one of my girlfriends who's an event planner in Miami, she's not in Miami, she's from Miami, mm-hmm, but she's in Gainesville, and she's an amazing event planner. Shout out Talia. But she's given me so much advice in stepping into, you know, running and managing my own business, especially in the event planning world. And she was like, Brandy, no, use B. B is Brandy. Mm-hmm. It's yours. You need to own that. And so she really was like, I don't care what you have to say. You're going to use B and not BE. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I'm glad that she did that. I'm happy that she did it because, you know, it made me really take ownership of it because you know, you're nervous about stepping out onto
that. Of course.
Definitely as a single parent with, mm-hmm, two twin daughters, mm-hmm, girls want everything in the world.
Oh, yes, they do.
So, you know, it was, you know, I was very much so push-pull. And so I'm thankful that I had the people around me to say push.
Yeah. And that's good because sometimes you don't always have that. No. I don't. Yeah. I have my husband, but like I'm glad that you do have people, mm-hmm, around you like that. And I'm starting to surround myself more with people, right, who are like, no, do it. Push for the positive.
Right. And you know, everyone wasn't positive. Mm-hmm. Everyone wasn't nurturing about it. Some were like, what are you doing? You have two kids by yourself. You need to get a job. You need to be putting your resume out there. Mm-hmm. And you know, for those people for a while, I let it bother me. And then after a while, I cut them off.
Yeah.
Because if you can't offer me positive energy, you have to go.
Yeah. You really have to get cut off.
Yeah. So, you know, I accept and embrace the positive. And I felt like God had my back in it all because every time I was like, oh, God, oh, my gosh, next month, what am I going to do? Mm-hmm. What am I going to do? I'm always, because, again, I've come from a financial background. Mm-hmm. I'm always 2 months ahead. So, mm-hmm, I'm thinking, okay, you haven't had an event this, mm-hmm, month. What are you going to do? Mm-hmm. You know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I would start saying, okay, I'm going to look for a part-time job. I'm just going to look for something part-time. And I promise every single time I would get a phone call, a referral, something that would be like, nah, that's not what you're supposed to be doing.
That's good. I'm proud of you for just stepping out of hobby into entrepreneurship, because a lot of people get that twisted. You either have a hobby or you have a business. Mm-hmm. And I'm proud of you for having a business.
Well, thank you.
And this has been since 2013.
Right. And I have not had a job since
2013.
And all of my bills are paid.
Hey.
So I take pride in that. You don't know how hard that is.
Right. That is awesome. So tell us, what you do with, Be Memorable Consulting. And if it's, tell us like everything, give us a rundown.
Okay. So, Be Memorable Consulting, I know so many people that wanted to start their own businesses. Mm-hmm. And again, that was something as a hobby because, again, I come from a financial background and creating budgets and all of those things. And I love research. Mm-hmm. So,
I love research too.
Yeah. So I would, you know, help out my friends with creating their business plans, their business designs. And again, going back to myself, it's like, well, Brandy, you're helping everyone else do this. What are you doing for you? You know, so, I offer that as a service. I also just offer consulting for that person that wants to create and do their own thing, but they're scattered. Mm-hmm. You know, they need organization. They need, just a little bit of guidance and, you know, someone to say, okay, you're in the right lane. Mm-hmm. You're doing the right things, or you may want to shift here and, you know, offer that insight. And then there's the event design. And from event design, there is event production. Which is basically, larger scales. Anyone in Atlanta that attended the, TCF Expo, Style mm-hmm. Expo, that was just last month. Mm-hmm. I was the production, manager over that. Mm-hmm. So, that's just making
that's
sure
heavy.
It was.
But I'm thinking initially when you think event planning, you just think event planning and you come in and you
make it
put
pretty.
That right there and put that right there. But
right.
It gets it heavy can, in it those can, trenches.
It can. In that event, my role went from making sure everything looked pretty to also making sure everyone was where they were supposed to be, when they were supposed to be, and that time floated along and that there was no lapse and mm-hmm. we didn't miss things and schedules were maintained and things of that sort. So,
you have to be kind of tough.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And I let everyone know ahead of time on the day of, no offense.
I know you're right. I've seen some event planners.
I'm about the
action.
Business.
They're looking like wide eyed and serious. Like,
yes,
is not the time to play.
Right. I'm about the business. Don't take it personal. You know, we're here to get a job done. If I tap you and say, fix your face, just know that your face was frowned up in that moment. We'll talk about it
right.
later.
Right.
But, you know, it's just to make sure that the event goes off the way that it's supposed to and to make sure that everyone leaves that room with a memorable moment.
Right.
And that's rather I'm on the design end of it or the structure end of mm-hmm. it. I want the same feeling mm-hmm. regardless. So we have event production. Then we also have event design, and event design can go from as small as, a kid's birthday party or an adult party or, a girl's night.
Mm-hmm.
To something as deep as, you know, designing your reception.
Mm-hmm.
So,
what part do you enjoy the most? Like, do you enjoy the consulting? Do you enjoy the production? Do you enjoy the design?
Girl, I like it all. No, I really do. Because there's something about all of it that is me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very direct. I'm very honest and I'm very, organized. So that production side is so me. I had one of my girlfriends tell me I also worked with the TCF Swim event as well as the event coordinator for that. And afterwards she was like, Brandy, I've never seen you in your element as well as you're supposed to be doing this. And I was like, what do you mean? I was just doing what I'm supposed to do. She's like, no. Girl, you were on it. And when I tell you, I've never seen you in your element, and she's known me for 5 years.
Wow.
So she's like, I've never seen you in your element.
She's never seen you bossed up. Huh?
That way. And you can tell you love it. And so, you know, I love that. But I also, on the other side of it, when you go to the design side, I love the look on the face mm-hmm. of the client and of the guests as they pick out the details and they say, you nailed it. Mm. So I live for both of them. Mm-hmm. You know, both of them really push me to, you know, push my limits as well mm-hmm. because I test myself all the time. I reach.
So in doing this, like when you're doing the design and everything, is there a moment when you're like, no, this is not going to work? And the other person is like, well, I want it to work.
Absolutely. And that's when you build that relationship with the client. So they trust that when you say, that may not work. And if they insist on having it, you let them know, okay, we're going to insist on having it, but let's tweak it or let's twerk it and do it this way. And then you try to find a happy medium mm-hmm. because it's also still a reflection of my work. If I can't use it to promote my business, right. then if I can't put it in my portfolio, right. you know, and I definitely want my clients to be happy. I live for a satisfied customer. So I want my clients to be happy, but I also want it to be a representation of me mm-hmm. because I have to use that to gain more business thereafter. You Absolutely. Go on, you snap your pictures and, you know, you live the next day.
Right.
For me, it's more than that. It's not just, you know, that moment. It's that moment, the next day, the next sale, the next client, the next opportunity, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. And so it has to have, you know, me in it. I've walked away definitely in the beginning. There were a few events that I did in the beginning where I can't use not one photo. Mm-hmm. Why? It could be I wasn't stern in that time to say, I didn't care for that.
Because certainly as you grow in business, you're like, okay, look, no, this is not going to work. This is not going
to
work.
Well, I don't say no, but, you know, I just try to steer and offer other alternatives. But no, I think one, budgets, you know, because when you're starting out, you're also just trying to gain clientele. So if, you know, you don't have the money that I necessarily would like to see to put on your show or whatnot, then it can look real simple. Mm-hmm. You know, it can be simple.
I see what you're
saying.
And
so when you're talking about buying, again, selling to the next client, they look at that, simple. Right. Mm-hmm. They're like, that's, you know, oh, that's what you do?
This is what you have to offer?
Right. And you don't want that. So for some of those, things I had to pass on including them into my portfolio that I sit down with potential clients and, mm-hmm. you know, show just because of that reason alone. I don't know, at the end of the day, when I step out my house, when my children step out my house, when I attend a function, when I want to always be at my best. So if I'm sitting down with you and I'm interviewing with you right now, I want to be at my best. Mm-hmm. I want to offer you the best, you know, insight that I have. Mm-hmm. And you can't do that if what you're showing them is simplistic mm-hmm. or if what you're showing them is mediocre. So,
and I imagine
my work definitely has grown.
Yeah. I think every entrepreneur can say that we just continue to grow and right. get better with time.
Right.
As you go on. So I have some questions.
Sure.
From, some of my followers.
Oh, okay.
And I just asked if you have questions for an event. Planner,
I saw.
Just let me know.
Absolutely.
So, why do I need an event planner is one of the questions.
A lot of times what I would say the reason for an event planner is that, when you're the one that wants to enjoy it, the stress of hosting it, the stress of organizing it, the stress of putting together the day of, that's not something you want to be burdened with. It is something that a lot of people think I can do that myself. But when you look at and you compare your final product against a professional's final product, it's like hair. I can do hair myself, mm-hmm. but can I do hair the way my hairstylist does hair?
Right.
No. So, you know, it's not going to come out the same. I can glue lashes on my face, but will it come out the same way right. that the lash tech mm-hmm. who's trained to do it? You know, will it come out the same way? No. Right. And that's just, you know, we all have our own creativity. We all have our own creative mind, but having a professional who is trained, skilled, and has an eye for those things, they can bring something to your event that you probably never would have considered or thought, or even thought that it was in your means to have.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think that an event planner is the go-to, just because I know, you know, on my wedding day, I don't want to be dealing with that. Don't call me. Don't ask me for nothing. I'm trying to get pretty. Right,
absolutely.
Even on my special day, on my 30th birthday, I celebrate my 35th birthday next month.
Oh,
on my birthday, I don't want to be dealing with that. But because I'm an event planner, mm-hmm. I am going to be dealing with it.
Now, are you going to plan your own, or will you?
Yes, okay. I'm planning it myself. It wouldn't be me if I did.
Okay. I didn't know. I'm like, okay, does the event planner plan her own, but or does she go to a really good?
If it was something that was like out of the, if I was doing something major and big on scale, absolutely, I sure would, because I don't want to be bothered with it.
Mm-hmm.
But I probably would be the biggest aggravation to them, because it's also what I do.
Right.
You know, but no, I'm not doing anything that's too grand. So I, you know, I really don't like planning stuff for myself, mm-hmm. honestly. But you know, you have what you want. You want to do what you want, and so on. And my kids get upset with me about that all the time. They think every birthday they're supposed to have this big, elaborate birthday. Mommy, you are the event planner.
Right.
I need the best epic. My baby told me this year, Mommy, I want the most epic sleepover ever. What you know about epic? But they expect that because they see my kids are around. So they see me,
what you're doing,
you know, doing my crafting and creating and putting together my mocks. They see me going into venues, doing venue visits and things like that. They see all of it. So they know what I'm doing. They know mm-hmm. what I'm capable of.
And they just waiting on that birthday.
Yeah, they do. They do. It's sad. They do. But I try to keep them, like, you know, still like real life. I'm not paying me to do that.
Right. So. Okay. And so next question was, how much will hiring an event planner cost? Is it, I'm sure it ranges.
It ranges. Yeah. It ranges based off what you need. And most event planners typically won't go less than $500. And the reason I say that is when you think about when you clock in, clock out to your job every day, you do your 40 hours a week. And you earn X number of dollars at the end of that. That event planner is giving you at least 40 hours at minimum. That's from your phone calls, your consultations, your meetings, your venue visits, your designs, actually putting together the designs. The day of, you're with them at least 6 to 10 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So if I give you at least 6 to 10 hours of my time in that one day, it's only fair, you know, that at base, at minimum, that you think that it's appropriate for at least $500, mm-hmm. you know, because that's just the day of. That's not everything before that,
mm-hmm.
or the prep time for them to get to your, you know, venue and whatnot mm-hmm. on the day of. So it's a lot that goes into it that, you know, from the outside looking in, you're like, oh, you just put this together and you just designed it this day. It didn't take one day to do all of that.
Right, right.
So it's actually underpaid. You know, when you think about the hours you put in at your job mm-hmm. and what you get out of it at the end of the week
mm-hmm.
for any one client, especially let's think about, I was having a talk with one of my friends. They were saying, Brandy, why don't you go into wedding planning? And that's, it's way too much of your time
mm-hmm.
for you know, not enough money. When you think about it, if you're being paid $5,000, and for a lot of people, they think that's a lot to pay a wedding planner. $5,000 is a lot of money. Right. But you've been working with that wedding planner for at least 6 to 8 months.
Yeah.
So she's made $5,000 in six months.
Yeah.
When the average person's making at least $2,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
She's done that for 6 months.
Absolutely. And had to deal with.
And had you call all day, every
frantic.
Day, change your mind several times, look at the same venue several times.
Let's go back to that one place.
they does it not happen? And that's just thinking about it realistically. When you look at your own wedding, mm-hmm. you would want to go look at the venue a few times before you settle in on it, because it's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
You know, just like buying a car. No one just goes to the lot and buys a car the same day. They go back and they look several times over and over again to make the decision. And every time you go, you want that planner with you because you want their support. You're paying them for their support.
True.
And that's with your caterer, your cake, your wedding dress, your designs, your florist, everything. And they're with you every step of the way along that ride. Mm-hmm. And the day of, again, they're giving you hours of their time, and all they made off of that was $5,000. And if they had to bring in any additional people, they had to pay them out of that. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. See,
their assistant had to get paid out of that. Any of their volunteers had to get paid out of that. All of, you know, so they really walked away with a couple of grand. Mm-hmm. They did all of that work for your 1 month's pay.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
You know, so it's something, definitely being a single parent, it's something that I couldn't, you know, give that much of me.
No.
To.
Yeah. No, absolutely not. So how early would I need to start planning an event?
Again, it depends on the event. Mm-hmm. So if you're thinking like a birthday or something like that, we say at least 30 to 60 days. That way, you know, whatever deals, connects, and everything else that we can find for you, it gives us time to do that, and time to change our mind and mm-hmm. things of that sort. But I have had, you know, people come to me 2 weeks ahead and say, Brandy, can you pull this off? Mm-hmm. And, you know, I make it happen.
Now, do you stay at the event? Do you attend any of the events?
I'm usually there at all of the events.
Okay.
I'm usually there.
At the kids' birthday parties and.
Uh-huh. Because you still need, assistance. If something may go wrong, a vendor may not show, or something may happen. That's my responsibility, to be that person finding out what's going on. Why aren't people where they're supposed to be? If you run out of something, I may need to run out and get something. You know, if you run out of ice, I may have to run out and get some ice for you, even though that's not necessarily my job. That's, you know, that's mm-hmm. my courtesy. Mm-hmm. That's what I offer, you know, and that may make me stand apart, being be memorable, mm-hmm. Is that you feel like you have a right-hand man for the entire event. I earn my money.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I absolutely earn my money. I will not take money from you and not give you all of me.
Right. And most of the time, like I know when I do my pricing or anything that I do, I always know that I'm going to go above and beyond the service anyway.
Exactly. That's how you have returning clients. Mm-hmm. That's how you build a relationship and a rapport with people. I think that I have a few of my clients that they're like, anything I ever have, I'm not wasting my time trying to put it together. Mm-hmm. I'm calling you and you're going to do it because I know that it's going to be great.
Right.
I know that it's going to be fair priced, and I know that you're going to give me your all. You're going to make a dollar out of 15 cents.
I love it. A dime and a nickel.
Yes.
I love it. I love it.
Yes.
Okay. So, last question from my followers. When things go wrong, what do you do to solve them? And tell me some things that went wrong.
I am a problem solver. So
love it.
it's kind of what I do. And thankfully, most of the time, my problem solving skills have to come into play with borrowing my friends for a day. And I'm so thankful for my Porsche. But, you know, I've had one event, it was a consulting, but it was kind of a partial planner consulting thing, because she was really, really adamant about being very involved and engaged with planning her son's birthday party. And so I said, okay, cool. I absolutely understand that. And in the back of my mind, I'm like, this is going to backfire because it's your son's birthday party. Who's going to dress him? Who's going to, you know, do all of these things? You're going to be there. But she wanted to help with the decorations. She wanted to help put everything up. She wanted to feel a part of it. And so I'm like, okay, cool. No problem. But we're here. Well, first things first is that I thought I could get into the venue the night before, because it was a real elaborate
party.
That
always helps, right? When you can get in the night
before. Because you can prep a lot. And she was like, okay, we could put the things in, but we can't put anything up. okay. So, okay. So we
just got them there.
Yeah. So we brought everything there. Yeah. And so the next morning, and then she really, really wanted my kids to be at the party too. And I'm like, I really don't do that because I'm in work mode. Mm-hmm. I can't have my children pulling in and calling on me. And she was adamant, you know, I really, really want them because it was a kids party. Your daughters are so nice and they're so friendly, blah, blah, blah. Like, I really want them to come, so on and so forth. Okay, cool. No problem. So I said, okay, fine. I brought them along, but we're there at maybe 7 a.m, but the venue's closed. She has the key. Mm-hmm. So she gets there maybe close to 9. That's 2 hours lost right there. Mm-hmm. Party is to start at 2. And so, we were doing this thing with massive balloons. So and we wanted them on the floor. So, well, these balloons have to be individually blown. That's Ooh. Why I needed that 2 hours.
Mm.
Right. So I'm sitting here, and, you know,
I was doing that the week for my, who was that? My baby. I just didn't have all that breath.
Right. But we're blowing for days.
I got dizzy. Like, oh my God.
And the whole thing was that she said, I'm going to be there to help you do this. I want to blow up some of these balloons. Blew up maybe 2. And so I had to call my girlfriend, like, look, I don't know how I'm going to get this done within these couple of hours. Can you come over here, please? Friend, I'm on my way. And she had things to do, but she came through for me. And she's done that a few times.
I love a friend like that.
Right. And so I have to treat her to dinner. She's an entrepreneur herself, so I have to give her free services. But I'm also like her business manager. So I, you know, help make sure that she stays on track with her business. So we kind of give and take to one another. But those are moments where it's like, I don't think this is going to start on time. Mm-hmm. And we were behind maybe about 15 or 20 minutes. And she was upset. Like, she was like, Brandy, everything looks great. And I think that you did a great job. But what really, really bothered me is that I'm a stickler for time and we were late.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
So I said, I'm sorry. You're right. Absolutely. Because I pride myself on being on time as well. And I should have already had an extra person in place. Because my mind, when you told me you wanted to be so actively involved.
Mm-hmm.
My mind knew that that wasn't going to be able to happen. But again, not trying to have that confrontation mm-hmm. about, you know, kind of pushing you out. And it's not that I'm pushing you out. It's that I already know what you're mm-hmm. going to be faced
exactly.
with.
Exactly.
And you've not done this before. I get it. You know, so I took that one on the chin and I just, you know, apologized and, you know, made sure that she was okay. We're still cool. Mm-hmm. There's no bad blood there.
15 minutes is nothing to me.
It isn't, but for some, if you're a stickler about time, you have guests that arrive on time, you don't want your guests coming
true.
In. I can't stand that. I can't take it. A guest walking in and you're still running around putting things in place.
And that is why I look for event planners now, because that is so me.
Mm-hmm.
Got the event going on, guests coming in, I'm frying chicken. That's not supposed to be
right.
going
You're
on.
You're not even dressed.
Right.
You haven't showered and you smell like fried chicken.
Right.
So yeah, it's definitely not something that, that represents me. So I was also bothered by it as well. But of course, I'm not going to let my client know that. I'm mm-hmm. not going to show that at her event. But at the end of the day, she still needed me the entire event
mm-hmm.
because she still needed me to, Brandy, can you run out and get extra this? Brandy, we've run out of that. Brandy, do you have any of this in your stash of stuff that you brought with you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and those were the things that she appreciated, even though she, you know, didn't like the fact that we started late. She can't say that I was a poor event planner, mm-hmm. you know, and that's what I live for, because I don't ever want a potential client, someone who may not ever even know me, may not ever use me, to ever discuss you and say, well, how was that? Da, 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 da. And everything you say is negative.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I'm be memorable.
That's right.
I'm memorable for positive things.
Right.
So, you know, I was happy at the end that, you know, at least we, you know, at least we can agree that it was a successful event.
Right.
And that was just one downside.
Did you get the, you got the balloons blew up and everything?
Everything. All right. I had my babies blowing balloons.
Yes. It was crazy. And speaking of babies, let's just hop right into it.
Okay.
Twin girls.
Yes.
I love twins because I'm a twin.
Oh, really? Yes. I did not know that.
I am. I have a twin brother. We're fraternal.
He's like you. My girls are fraternal too.
And they look alike though.
Nah.
Nah.
Nah. If you pay attention, nah.
Nah. Okay. And I'm going to piggyback off of what that client told you, that they were, nice and they were, cause they were at the workshop.
Yeah.
They could have been like,
and,
but they weren't.
They're well mannered.
Very well mannered.
And well behaved.
Yes. Look, I get that most of the time when I'm out, somebody's always like,
oh, you got kids six are kids. So,
and I tell everybody, like, I got six. I don't have time to be yelling after nobody. Everybody know, line up.
That's right.
Right beside me, right in front of me.
You can't trail behind.
No,
me.
You cannot. I want to see everybody in front of me.
Right.
So, I know how I balance it all, but how do you balance it all with, your kids in the business?
Okay. So, like you said, they tag along where it's appropriate. The workshop, I thought that it was something that they can tag along to, simply because it was seated. It's not too much of a commotion going on. And they can probably learn something. Mm-hmm. And
how old are they?
They're nine. Mm-hmm. They'll be 10 in February. Mm. God. Yeah. So,
I just want to cry.
Girl, I'm not ready. But, they can learn. We talked about table manners. We talked about table setting. We talked about, being able to articulate your wants, your needs and your desires when you're talking to an event planner, when you're working for, and managing an event. And those are all things that I think just as individuals, we can all learn. We can all learn table etiquette. Mm-hmm. We can all learn table manners, table etiquette, how to set a table. And, so if I could get them some knowledge in, and they're like my little helpers too. So they're always eager to help out and, they're used to it as well because their dad also works kind of sort of in entertainment, for a long time. He worked on the radio. So they would have to go and sit up at the radio station with him. So they're, they've been around it, so to say, for a while now.
I imagine that kids, that have entrepreneurial parents are,
girl, they want to do everything.
Yeah, they do. They just have all these ideas, like, I want to do this and I want to do that.
When I tell you, they are a group. They are, the two of them and one of their girlfriends, Mackenzie, they form their own little music group. Mm-hmm. They record on their phone their songs. They find beats online and they record over it on the phone. And then they come back and play it for you. They'll go upstairs and make themselves their own music video.
I love it.
Yes. The other day I had to tell my daughter, she had sketched out, they're my kids, okay? Mm-hmm. Because I sketch out everything.
Everything.
She had sketched out the different scenes of her music video that she wanted to have. I said, baby, you just produced a video.
I was just about to say, don't they do that? Don't they do wow.
And I have no idea where she's seen it. Because she's never been around a music video. So I have no idea. But she sketched it, drew the people, drew the colors, everything, the costumes. That's I want you to go on the computer and I want you to research music producer. Mm-hmm. And I want you to see, because I wanted her to learn what it was that she had already done, but have some technique behind it and really be able to see this is a future. This is something that you could potentially do. But what they do have is a short attention span. So, kids. When I told her, she went back and read it and then she went back to drawing. She didn't even care about anything she read. Nothing at all. And I'm like, I'm trying to give you something.
Right. Like, I'm trying to prepare you for life right now.
Right. I want them to take everything so serious.
So serious.
I have to tell myself, Brandy, they're nine.
Right. Trying to give you this knowledge.
I'm telling you. I need you to know what it is you want to do because I don't have money to waste.
Right.
Sending you to college for 7 years. Mm-hmm. You have to be able to go in and know what you want to do.
Now.
Yes. It's two of you. I tell them all the time. It's two of you. I need you to know some things. So one started walking, let's go. The other one has to start walking, right. Let's go.
Now, tell me how that was, like, to have twins. Like, I just have my baby And I never had twins. Everybody was separate, but I get that all the time. Do you have twins? Nope. Everybody came out one by one.
Yeah.
But you had two. And so like to have to feed one here and then feed one.
They
like,
never did anything at one time, mm-hmm. at the same time. Okay. So it was easy to kind of juggle them because they never slept at the same time. They never ate at the same time. They still today don't do anything
the same.
At the same time. But it was, I say all the time that I don't know what the difference is because I've never had a single kid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've babysat all of my friends' kids, but I've never had a single kid that I had to raise. So all I know is two.
Two.
You know,
That's
and,
awesome.
You know, I just do what I have to do. And I, thankfully, again, I have a solid village and without their aunts and their uncles, that help me every single day,
mm-hmm.
You know, I wouldn't be able to do it. I tell one of my girlfriends all the time, we're co-parents. She's my co-parent here. Mm-hmm. Like anything with her boys, I'm there. Anything with my girls, she's there. We're co-parents. Like I love my co-parent.
That is awesome. And so PTA president.
Yeah, they talked me into that. The school talked me into it.
Because you were so involved.
Right. Mm-hmm. I'm always at the school now that I have the extra time.
Mm-hmm.
Before my schedule was so jacked, I used to work from Thursday to Sunday. Yeah, my off day was Friday and Saturday.
Mm.
So having to work on Sunday, which cuts my weekend short, I worked 10 to 7 at night, which means I didn't get home till almost 9.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like I would miss time with them. So on Fridays, I would go and spend Friday at their school. You know, I would volunteer in the classroom. I would eat lunch with them and then volunteer with their parent liaison at the school. And so I kind of built a rapport with all of the teachers know me, all the kids know me, all the administrators know. Everybody know. Everyone knows me. And this past year, like I said, since 2013, having more time, I spent a lot more time at the school when I didn't have projects or work going on. Last year I put together their, they had a pep rally, you know, transitioning to the Georgia milestone,
mm-hmm.
and they wanted to do something for the parents and get the parents involved and engaged. And I'm like, well, what about the kids? They're the ones who have to take the test. And Ms. Nora, we didn't think about that. I said, you want them to be the ones motivated and excited mm-hmm. about this test. So they said, well, do you want to put together a pep rally for us? Sure.
Why not?
Nothing. It's nothing. And, yeah, I took on that challenge of putting together a pep rally for 350 kids.
Wow.
And this is how they got me though. We're inside of the pep rally. I'm thinking the principal, the assistant principal, all of these teachers are going to, you know, control this. They're like, Ms. Nora, here go the mic. Go ahead.
Oh,
wait a minute. I didn't know I didn't know I was doing that. And so, you know, I really had to control 350 kids.
Ooh.
But you know, I'm Brandy. I got it done with the help of my teacher friends, mm-hmm. you know.
I bet that was a loud.
Yeah, it was pretty. Well, actually, no, they, considering what it could have been, mm-hmm. because again, we're on the south side.
Mm-hmm.
So considering what it could have been, I think it went really, really well.
Mm-hmm.
All you have to do is make an example of a few.
True.
And once you do that, you know, problems kind of die down.
Fall in line.
And I'm not afraid of doing that. That's, I think, probably why she was okay with me taking the reins on that is that, you know, I'm not afraid of saying, excuse me, come here. No, you in the green shirt,
right.
Third to the back, I need you to come here to me and you could go back to your classroom. Thank you for your participation. I have no problem. I have no problem at all doing that. And, you know, and so again, that's when you make your few examples. After you make your few examples, you know, everyone knows, oh, Ms. Nora will send you to your class.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I will call you out in front of everybody. Absolutely. My kids were a little embarrassed, but they okay. They like, that's my mama.
Right. Gotta love her. Okay. And cheer coach?
Yeah. Shout out to the Burdett Trojans. Okay. But, my girls spend the summer in Florida, so they don't get to really participate in the football sports
mm-hmm.
and, you know, cheer there. So, they cheer basketball season. And, I'm a former cheerleader myself. So the coach at the time needed a you know, an assistant. Mm-hmm. And so I stepped up and was like, hey, you know, I'll be your assistant coach. And then it kind of weaned into me being like a co-coach with her. And that's fun. It's really dope to work with. We had our largest squad was about 16 girls. Mm-hmm. And their ages though range from 5 to 9. So that's a pretty, pretty deep range. But it's cool because you get to form bonds with, you know, these kids, and we really work hard to not just teach, cheer technique, but also to groom, you know, they're building friendships with these people. And I say all the time that anyone that my daughters will spend a large amount of time with, they have to be kids that will influence them in a positive,
way.
They can influence positively as well.
I was just reading about something like that the other day, that when your kids are at school, they're pretty much
soaking and absorbing everything
from their peers and who they're spending the most time with during those hours.
So, you know, we do some rearing, you know, for some of our girls. But we also engage them in volunteerism. Last year they did, 5, dinner boxes for families that need it during Christmas season. We want them to learn the importance of giving back and appreciating what they have. So we do things like that. We do, some team building things with them as well so that they learn sisterhood you know, and they really have strong bonds with each other. Some of their best friends are on their cheer squad. So, and they've kind of grown up with them. Some of our girls have been on our squad. My girls have been on the squad since they were 5.
Wow.
So some of their teammates they've had on the squad since they were 5. And so these are some of their closest friends. And then of course you make friends with their parents and, you know, you kind of build a village within itself as well.
True.
And that's our goal there, is to kind of pull some of the girls in throughout the community and really offer them something outside of maybe their norm. That's really, if I could have my dream job, it would be something where I can give back and pull, something where I can give back and pull in and really, rear up some young girls.
Yes. Yes, indeed. I love that. So let's transition into beauty.
Yeah. I'm not bad on that.
No, she's not at all. Wish everybody could see her right now. So let's hear about your beauty regimen. What do you do?
Shower
daily.
No, so just last year I cut off all my hair.
Wow. Well, it grew back.
No, baby, my hair was almost down to here.
Wow.
Yeah, I can show you pictures.
Wow. What made you do that?
Well, I have had a perm since I was in 7th grade. Mm-hmm. So, it actually happened by accident, to be honest. I typically only perm my hair maybe quarterly. And I had forgotten when the last time it was that I permed it. And then I decided to go with my girlfriends to the Dominican Republic for, Memorial weekend. So I was like, well, I'm just going to wing it until Memorial weekend. That way, once it get wet, it's fine. It can just, you know, kink up or whatever. And then, that kind of turned into, okay, Memorial weekend have passed. Now I still don't know when the last time it was that I permed it. And at this point, I had like about this much new growth. So I was like, well, you know, let me just see how this goes. Now, the bad thing is that now we have 3 women in my house all with natural hair. That's kind of hard to deal with. So usually I'm the one that, you know, just rocks it, have it comes.
Just wake up and go.
Right. And so I decided to cut it off because it was starting to break, from not, you know, not really knowing what you're doing with it or whatnot. And, my amazing stylist, Miss Teresa, cut it off for me, gave me a cute little style, the cut that's inside the picture. She did that cut, and I've just let it grow from there because I absolutely live for a ponytail. I can't stand hair on my face. So, and now for some reason it falls like right into my face. So I have headbands for days now, until it's long enough to get a real ponytail, because the puff ponytail is not okay. But yeah, so.
But I imagine if you press that out, it kind of hit like.
It's like right here.
Okay.
Yeah. I pressed it a couple of weeks ago just to see how long it was. Mm-hmm. And it was here. It lasted for like 4 days. It's ridiculous. I have to wait till the winter when it's cooler out. Yeah. I hold all my heat in my head. So the humidity did nothing for mm-hmm. nothing
my daughter's
for
the same way. She's like, Mom, can I get a press? No, not until the fall.
Yeah. So, I'm going to really probably straighten it a little more in the fall to see where it is because mm-hmm. again I need a ponytail.
Well, I mean, you can always add one. You can this ponytail's well, you know, right on every corner.
Look, when I tell you no lie and probably people who know me from childhood can attest to this, I've worn weave in my hair maybe 2 times in my entire life.
Wow.
Yep.
I can't even yeah. live without it.
Maybe twice my entire life. And it was, you know, when you used to have the French roll, the mm-hmm. French buns mm-hmm. and the pinups. I needed an extra hair to lift it and feel it. That was it.
That was it.
That was the extent to my weave days.
Awesome. And so any skincare regimen? Because your skin looks great.
Moisturize. I like a Philosophy moisturizer. Mm-hmm. And I do the... What is it? Clear somebody? What clear? What's the face wash?
I use Aveeno. So Clearasil.
Yeah,
I think that's what it's called. Yeah,
yeah. So I use them to wash, but during the winter I use a different one because my skin is drier. So mm-hmm. I use one that has more moisture in it, and mm-hmm. then during the summer I switch to the one that kind of dries you out a little bit more.
Okay, that's good to know because
yeah, and then,
I don't. I probably need to
and
get.
And then I use the Philosophy moisturizer.
Dermatologist on next Wednesday.
No, they say your skin changes in the summer and then in the winter. In the mm-hmm. winter, your skin is always drier, mm-hmm. so you should use something that has more moisture in it when you're washing your face because it seals in some of the moisture. And then in the summer, of course, you're oilier, so you need something to kind of dry out the moisture.
That's cool. Okay.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I learned that somewhere. I don't
remember. thank you for sharing that with us. Okay. So back to business. Any upcoming events?
We're working on some things. I do a lot of work with SC Visionary, services because again, I am committed to doing cause events and she, Teresa does a lot of cause events, and great cause work. So
you're the event manager.
Yeah. You know, so I work with her on doing, a lot of the Table Talk events. So we're working, we actually rescheduled our Table Talk Miami thanks to, Tropical Storm Erica.
Yeah.
We postponed our Miami Table Talk event, but it's been rescheduled now for November 21st. So anyone in Miami area that wants to attend, November 21st is the new date.
Awesome.
For that. We have her upcoming anniversary in November. So we're also working on something, a comedy for a cause.
Love to laugh.
With that. Yes. That's one of my favorite things to do. And let's see, for September, there was something going on in September. Oh, my baby BB, her birthday is September 20th. So we're doing her birthday September 19th. I'm also working with, Meld app. They're actually a new urban dating service.
Mm-hmm.
And they are established in California and, they've hosted a few launch parties in California and New York to, advertise their new app.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're interested in finding love, we're going to be doing a, launch party in the end of this month. We're aiming for September 24th.
Mm-hmm. Is that, where is that going to be, in California or?
No, it's going to be in Atlanta.
Okay.
So we're going to be doing a launch in Atlanta. They're kind of already established.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new app. So, you know, word has to kind of travel a little mm-hmm. bit when it comes to those dating apps and things of that sort, but it is geared towards our urban professionals. It is, you know, a form of networking as well,
mm-hmm.
As well as meeting other colleagues and, being able to kind of, maybe find your love there. You never mm-hmm. know what you can find in Atlanta anyway,
right?
So, we're securing venues now. So once the venue is secured, you'll hear a lot more about that. We're also working with the Weave Doctor with SC Visionary Services. They'll have their, launch,
of her, the opening of her wig boutique mm-hmm. in Marietta, and that is October 24th.
Okay.
So I got a lot going on.
I hear.
I'm not too busy. I'm not too busy. If you're in need of an event planner, hit me up. I'm definitely.
Give us your information.
Okay. Right now we're under construction on the website, but it's coming soon. But in the meantime, you can always reach me at Be Memorable Events on IG, as well as Be Memorable Events. I believe it's Be Memorable Events 2014. I couldn't find anything else on Facebook. I want to delete it and start all over, but they won't let you do that.
Facebook is a little tricky.
Facebook is so complicated sometimes. Or you can email me directly at bememorableevents@gmail.com or contact me at 404-618-7403. I'm here. I'm here for it all. I'm never too busy and I love a good challenge.
Yeah. Well, thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me, girl. We have to link up and discuss some business and do some things, honey.
Yes, we do. And I love events. So I'm always trying to think of my next event.
I don't want six kids, but I'm trying to have six figures.
Yes. And you can have that.
Yes.
Definitely over time.
Yes.
And listen, if you want six kids or six figures, let me know. I can help you with both. I can help you build your family. I can help you build a business.
Let them know.
Send me an email, info@businessbabiesandbeauty.com. I'm on, Instagram, Business Babies and Beauty. You can follow me there. Just let me know how I can help you. I'm here to help you. Business Babies and Beauty, we're signing off. Do you want to say anything?
Thank you so much for having me. You know, I told you earlier, and I've probably told you a few times, so many people tell me I have a radio voice. And this was my first time ever sitting actually on a radio show. And I had a good time.
You did good.
Thank you. And maybe one day I'll have my own show. Let's speak it into existence.
Yes. Brandy's going to have her own show. And then I'm going to be the first guest.
Yes, you sure will. Absolutely.
And you're going to be interviewing me about all that I do.
All the business, babies, and beauty.
Okay. Love it. Thank you everyone for listening today. Join me next Wednesday. I have some very special guests next Wednesday and each Wednesday here on out. Tune in. I love you all. Have an awesome day.
This show is brought to you by Airbender. The freedom of knowing the problem is solved. Your resource for the preventive care of your heating and cooling systems. Learn more at www.airbenderga.com.